Next up, we have a description of the Mongols' culture. When it came to religion, there wasn't one religion that the Mongols specifically went by, because they weren't really entitled or settled on just one type of religion. Since the empire would expand, it meant that more land with more people with their own type of religion would come into the empire. So it brought on new things. So the empire wasn't really sure, nor did they want to decide on just one type of religion, because they actually did have one type of religion called shamanism, but it didn't spread. But other popular religions brought into the empire would be religions like Buddhism, Islam, and Christianity. Now, onto the social classes that they had. This could fall in with values, but also with traditions. So the type of social classes they had was called the four-class system. Mongolians would be the first, but also on top. Secondly would be the Simus, thirdly would be the Hans, and lastly, but not last, would be the Southerners. Punishments were given differently. The lower class always had it the worst. Mongolian people added a tight control system towards the Hans and the Southerners. These classes were forbidden to possess any type of weapon or to raise any type of animals like dogs or eagles. And then other traditions that the Mongols did have were housing. The yurt was a type of traditional housing of the Mongols. So a brief description for you guys would be like it was like the top of the housing for the Mongols that they created. It looked like an umbrella when you guys searched it up. But this could be easily taken apart and then carried on a horseback. This was suitable for a nomadic lifestyle. Lastly, we have the Mongols' art. The Mongols didn't produce much art or literature, but when they did, they would display their arts on stuff like rocks or cliffs or wood or anything that they could work with, basically. They would do drawings, carvings, handmade felt, and sculptures. They'd also be supporters of other artists among them. So when Khan ruled, textile workers, architects, stone workers, jewelers were relocated to create the magnificent works of the art that was desired by the empire because